Weather alerts do not help attract people to outdoor events. An all-day weather alert July 22 likely kept some cars and spectators from the 7th Highway to Heroes car show at the Moose Jaw Exhibition Grounds. Attendance and vehicles numbers did not meet the Friends of the Force's anticipated amounts. The number of cars was about 132, a bit lower than last year when everyone sweltered in plus 34 degrees heat. The thermometer hit plus 30 degrees with occasional enjoyable breezes at this show. About 15 cars came at or after lunch. The owner of a vintage Packard viewed the show in the morning and brought his car after lunch, realizing the heat wasn't that bad. This car show was dedicated to Friends of the Force's founder, the late Doug Marr. The judges said they had a challenging time picking which vehicles should win a prize. The Best in Show plaque went to Nathan Kindiak of Yorkton with his 1930 Ford Tudor. Dana Henry of Moose Jaw won for Best Custom-Built Vehicle with her 1926 Model T. This was a new category this year. G. Livingstone of Moose Jaw won for Best Modern Car, a 2010 Shelby GT500, while Daryl Nelson of Regina had the Best Modern Truck, a 1998 Chevy. His 1968 Mercury Cougar won Best Classic Car for owner Alan Lindquist of Moose Jaw. Best Classic Truck, a 1964 International Scout, went to Miles Kastning of Moose Jaw. Other vehicles caught the judges' attention and they went home with rosettes made for the show by Wanda White, a longtime show volunteer. The rosettes went to Daryl Bender of Moose Jaw for a 1977 Trans Am, Randy Bedford of Moose Jaw, a 1966 Mustang, Tracy Cornea of Moose Jaw, a 1956 Ford Thunderbird, Cody, no last name provided, of Moose Jaw, 1940 Indian Chief Motorcycle, and Ronald Lee of Moose Jaw, 1937 Ford Tudor. The Friends of the Force's car shows have raised more than $100,000 to assist military families and support community charities. Much of that was raised during two shows on the tarmac at 15 Wing. Since COVID-19, a backlog of pilot training has not allowed the car shows on the base. The July 22 show had 15 Wing entertainers' noise complaints entertain with 1980s pieces. The show included a military collection display, a display from the Dragoons, police and fire departments, face painter, food vendors, 50-50 draw, raffle and silent auction, as well as a parade and prize awards for the miniature horse show happening the same day. "The little horses made my day," exclaimed one youngster. Ron Walter can be reached at ronjoy@sasktel.net.